I think I'm going to get dressed. I think I'm just going to... She had lost a cord off of something, and we couldn't find it. So I, leaving the house, and I called her, and I said, how far are you? Are you too far to turn around and come back? I found your cord. So she still had her pajamas on, so we met at Schnucks, and I took her picture of her pajamas.
I said, oh, you got to get my picture.
Is this Digi's, or is this the knot hole on the trail?
That's Digi, isn't
this
it?
This is Digi. This is the cache. There's a hole in the limb. He has a little bottle about this big around with a piece of wood glued on the end of the bottle.
He has the knot out of the hole glued onto the end of the thing.
And he stuck it down so it looks like a knot on it.
But when he first started putting caches out here, he has access to stone cutting equipment because he works for the highway department. Okay, that's got to be a Digi guy cache because why is that rock out here? It's sliced perfectly in half and the side is the cache.
There you go.
Piece of concrete that... Nobody else would be able to do it like that. But he does. He can.
Yeah, right. That's...
You done any caches in Rolla?
No. We were just talking about that.
This is the infamous cliff she fell off of. She fell from above my head. Now, granted, I'm not very tall.
Now, that wasn't the time I was with my feet stuck up.
That was a different time. That was a different time. She didn't hit her head. Well, you did hit your head on a tree, but not on
that
a rock.
That time, yeah, but not hard.
Your head was harder, so you were okay.
This time I hit it pretty darn hard. I didn't have a bruise.
I said our bones must
have didn't break anything, but my back... Mm-hmm. And my arm were out of commission for
a long time.
A month, maybe. I don't think I tried to catch myself. Now that I have a vest, I don't have to have two hands full of garments. But I'm always trying to protect those. Yesterday when I fell down, the garment went flying.
She first thing she says, where's my garment? Because it's a... We need to get going, Lib.
We need to go,
Well, thanks so much,
thank you.
We're glad the thing out listening to ourselves.
Oh, this feels so good out here.
I'll
bet you can see some stars out here.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. Beautiful,
guys. I want to get something out by Wednesday, but if I don't, it'll be pretty soon after. So.
That's awful fast.
Well, all my fans are waiting.
Okay.
We'll be watching for it. Okay. Thank you.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
Perfectly in half.
Yeah,
and the side is the cache.
There you go.
Piece of concrete that nobody else would be able to do but he does. He can.
That's...
You done any caches in Rolla?
No. We were just talking about that.
This is the infamous cliff she fell off of. She fell from above my head. Now, granted, I'm not very tall.
Now, that wasn't the time I was with my feet stuck up.
That was a different time. That was a different time. She didn't hit her head. Well, you did hit your head on a tree, but not on
that
a rock.
That time, yeah, but not hard.
Your head was harder, so you were okay.
This time I hit it pretty darn hard. I didn't have a bruise.
I said our bones must
didn't
rubber.
Break anything, but my back... Mm-hmm. And my arm were out of commission for
a long time.
A month, maybe. I don't think I tried to catch myself. Now that I have a vest, I don't have to have two hands full of garments. But I'm always trying to protect those. Yesterday when I fell down, the garment went flying.
She first thing she says, where's my garment? Because it's a... We need to get going, Lib.
We need to go,
Well,
thanks so much,
thank you.
We're glad the thing out listening to ourselves.
Oh, this feels so good out here.
I'll bet you can see some stars out here.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous.
Beautiful, guys.
I want to get something out by Wednesday, but if I don't, it'll be pretty soon after. So.
That's awful fast.
Well, all my fans are waiting.
Okay.
We will
be watching for it.
Okay. Thank you.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.